Hi, this is Christy with Laugh or Cry. This podcast, we are going to be talking about toxicity. It is a TikTok page that deals with a lot of sister wives drama. And it sounds like it's from an either an insider's perspective, possibly some of the children. Now, the voices have been disguised electronically as to hide their identity, but some people believe that it is either Leon and Audrey. Some people believe it's Tony and McKelty. The very first video that was posted was of McKelty giving Tony a haircut. The next 35 videos were of Mary, either voicemail messages to Sam or her on her own podcast or Instagram or what have you, seemingly being drunk. There have been some with interviews with other kids, so it's very safe to see that this is possibly coming from within the family. In this clip, a viewer says, "I definitely believe that Mary is a closeted lesbian and don't think she was ever catfished. I think she had a relationship with Jackie and they had," and then it just ends.
It was really the only way to handle the situation without completely ruining the show and losing all of the money from the show. Mary was not catfished.
Which is what I have been saying this entire time. Because if you listen to some of the voicemails, which I have them in previous podcasts, you can hear at moments referring to making it sound like they had met, or her saying, "I'm pulling up right now." So it definitely seems like whoever she is talking to, she knew full well and had met them in real life. This next clip, viewer says, "The only problem I have with this, most everyone I believe is under contract. Maybe some have expired, and some talk about the truth." Interesting.
"In my opinion, not everyone is under contract that has direct knowledge of what's going on. There are some people that you see on the show semi-regularly that aren't even under contract. Some family, friends, and even business partners have signed NDAs. These NDAs have nothing to do with TLC. These NDAs were initiated by Cody and or Robin."
Interesting. Now, they have been served with a cease and desist by some lawyer, and it makes it sound, from reading it, it almost sounds like it might have come from Mary, maybe. So, in some of these videos, they are not going to refer to anybody by name, for the most part. But here, they're explaining why they hide their voices.
"In my opinion, we hide our voices in an attempt to mitigate risk. We all, in one way or another, have been told to keep our mouths shut. We all feel we will suffer varying degrees of retaliation for speaking out. Please know that this is not solely about the Browns. Think about the larger picture here. It's more all-encompassing, broader. Think bigger."
That is interesting, and I love that they say "fell." I fell. And they use the certain phrasing, like "in my opinion." That way they cannot be charged with libel or slander, depending on if you're reading or hearing this. And in the toxicity, when they're doing hashtags, these are the hashtags that come up. It'll be whoever they're replying to from a previous video. Hashtag Robin Brown, hashtag Sister Wives, hashtag Christine Brown, Sister Wives, Sister Wives IK TikTok. I think they misspelled that. Sister Wives TLC, Sister Wives Club, Sister Wives Talk, Sister Wives Talk, Sister Wives, I don't know what they're trying to say. Other people, hashtag Cody Brown, hashtag Mary Brown, hashtag Catfish, hashtag Peyton Brown, hashtag Janelle Brown, hashtag Leon Brown, hashtag Audrey Chris. Again, does this mean that Leon and Audrey are the ones putting this together? Does it mean it's McKelty? Is it possibly all of them? In this clip, The viewer says, please tell us what y'all think about Christine and Janelle. Should we continue standing, or were they complicit? Again, I think people misspelled.
In my opinion, Christine and Janelle are queens and should be protected at all costs. A lot of the negative behaviors and actions were covert on Mary's part. Once brought to the attention of Janelle and Christine in 2008, there were safeguards put in place. I have to give credit where credit is due and make sure to note that Robin was neither complicit or privy to what was happening.
So this one sounds like it's protecting Robin. This one's definitely throwing Mary under the bus. And in other videos that I'll be sharing with you, they mentioned 2008. So there's the catfishing, quote, instance that we hear so much about. That was 2014. So evidently, the catfish was the second affair that Mary had. There had been another one in 2008. And this question is from someone who says, did the wives ever get into physical fights? Here is their response.
In my opinion, I've never seen the wives be physical. In my opinion, the most physical thing I've seen is one brushing up another on purpose.
Interesting. Okay, well, brushing up, that's not bad, I guess. All right, this next video. How is it possible for so many of the kids to seem so normal while the parents had been so dysfunctional with their marriages?
In my opinion, for many years, each household felt like a normal family. In my opinion, the marriages were not all dysfunctional marriages. In my opinion, a lot of the people involved led fairly normal lives.
Now, to me, that voice, just the cadence and whatnot, sounds like McKelty, but also kind of sounds like Isabel. So we'll see. This next question, was Mary upset about Leon's transition?
In my opinion, Mary used it as an opportunity to act like the idea of being anything but straight was a new concept. In my opinion, this was a way to further her own story and misrepresentations.
Now, to me, that sounds almost like Peyton, but it almost sounds like Tony. Again, I think it definitely has to be someone that is in the family. Does anyone ever call Robin on her manipulation? Someone asks.
In my opinion, there have been very few instances where Robin has been directly confronted by anyone in the family. In my opinion, most of the family go through a middleman to address any issues.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Does Cody feel bad for his abhorrent behavior?
In my opinion, no, because he doesn't see the error in his ways. In my opinion, he often thinks he is the only one that is right in the room. In my opinion, he will fight until he is blue in the face, even if clear evidence is presented to him that he is wrong. In my opinion, he has become very bitter and self-centered.
I don't think these are opinions. I think that this is pretty spot on. To me, that sounded like Peyton. Again, who knows? But yeah, whoever this person is, they're saying what we've been saying all along. This next question, is Robin's daughter going to be a new wife? Parentheses, serious question, because this is an active rumor.
No. In my opinion, this rumor is false. That's just mean. That's just really mean. No. No?
That sounds kind of like Isabel, but again, we don't know. Is weird. Okay, this is basically the same question asked again. Is Cody grooming Robin's daughter for his next wife? Which I never thought he was. I mean, he's creepy, but I don't think he's that creepy.
Oh gosh, no. In my opinion, this rumor needs to stop. In my opinion, you can be a person with flaws. But no, 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 no. Gosh, no. There's a little bit of good in everybody.
Definitely sounds like, of all the kids, that would be Isabel, maybe Aspen. But, anyway. Yeah. Who is Cody's favorite child?
In my opinion, It's whoever is the most compliant and whoever is the most moldable. In my opinion, that has a lot to do with the ages.
I think that was probably the best hiding of a voice so far. So whatever modulation they found, this is a good one. And then somebody responded to that video saying, this sounds like Truly.
There is nobody that is underage on this TikTok account.
Again, they're learning modulation. They're learning how to make different tones in these TikToks to, I guess, hide the voices a little bit better. Let's listen to some more. All right, we had a few more videos of Mary's voicemails with, quote, Sam. Now, here's somebody is asking about Dayton.
In my opinion, Dayton lives on Robin and Cody's property in Flagstaff in an RV. In my opinion, he has lived in an RV there for over a year now. In my opinion, Dayton moving out of the main home was sort of a peace offering to another wife after a major conflict about her kids having to move out of their home. In my opinion, Dayton is saving up money by living on Robin and Cody's property so that he can purchase the home in Montana. In my opinion, within a year, Dayton will move off the property.
That definitely sounds like somebody pretty close to the family and answering what we thought all this time, that Dayton was living in the RV on Robin's property. The other wife, I mean, it's pretty obvious he's talking about Janelle, and when Cody wanted the boys to move out of the house during COVID. Now, this one, they discuss what they think is going to happen with Coyote Pass.
In my opinion, Coyote Pass will never come to fruition. In my opinion, a lot of money has already been put into the property that will be hard to recoup. In my opinion, we can expect Coyote Pass to go on market within the next 8 to 12 months at a price that is less than what it is purchased for. In my opinion, there may already be a potential buyer that is already known to the family. In my opinion,
Yes, I don't think that it's going to come to pass either. If they haven't lost the property already. And after that video, in the comments, somebody mentioned the cast of, was it Without a Crystal Ball? And Toxicity responds back going, whoever this is has already spread false information about this account. They never reached out. So evidently, Without a Crystal Ball, they don't find them to be a credible source. Interesting. In this clip, we talk about Mary's affair.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. In 2008, there was a situation that caused a lot of division within the family. There were grounds to believe that one wife had been carrying out a year-long extramarital affair. After the devastating discovery, tensions ran high. Claims were made that during this time, the abusive behavior by the wife towards several family members increased. In a recent interview, Pete and Brown claims that the abusive behavior was not just emotional, but was also physical. The alleged affair happened years before the purported catfishing incident. The alleged abuse was ongoing and varied in severity. Both appear to strongly indicate patterns of behavior. All opinions.
All right, so that one, again, they sound like they're using a good modulator because you could tell they mispronounced Peyton's name, which anybody in the family would not. But if you use these voice generators, they pronounce things the way they want to. And the next video.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. Claims have been made that in 2008, text messages and emails were found by a family member. These text messages and emails allegedly included three individuals, including one wife, and were of a sexual nature. There were reasonable grounds to suspect that there had been physical interactions between these three individuals for approximately a year. Once these emails and texts were found, the wife allegedly committed to intensive solo and group therapies. There were claims made that the text and email interactions continued, but there was no hard proof of any physical interactions after 2008.
So, this, again, is separate from the catfishing incident. So, in 2008, and of course they're talking about Mary, and of course they're talking about Leon, formerly Mariah, finding these text messages. That's why Leon was so upset at the time, didn't want to trust the mother, was going off again. I'm trying to use the correct names and pronouns. Forgive me if I goof. But again, we've known Mariah longer than we've known Leon, so give us a break. Finding these would upset a child. Of course, you're finding out that your child, that your parent has been cheating on your father, even if your father's a piece of shit. This also explains why in some of these videos that she seems to give Cody more of a break than she does Mary McKelty, that is. Gives Cody more of a break and definitely is more angst toward Mary.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. In 2008, after the alleged affair was discovered, there were claims that the marriage was effectively over. It appears that the wife stayed in the home to better co-parent the child they had in common. It appears in late 2009, the family was in talks with producers to be in a documentary about their polygamous lifestyle. People have claimed that once filming began in April of 2010, an agreement had already been reached between both the wife and husband that they would not disclose the separation in the documentary. It's alleged that by the time the documentary aired in September of 2010, that there was an active effort at reconciliation between wife and husband through intensive therapy and church-affiliated counsel. The alleged reconciliation created many rifts within the family, especially between other wives and one child.
Again, I think we know the children that they're referring to. And it just gets deeper than we even suspected. Now, in this clip, they talk about the affair and the child. And I'm pretty sure we definitely know that this is Leon that they're talking about.
All opinions expressed here and after are our own and should be used for entertainment purposes only. It has been claimed that the wife's child has very specific knowledge of the alleged extramarital affair between their mother and two others in 2007 and 2008. It appears that the wife's child, in 2014 and 2015, after the wife's second relationship, was close to cutting ties with their mother. There are reasonable grounds to suspect that the wife's child was against publicly lying, twice, about their mother's relationships outside of her marriage. It appears that the wife's child was encouraged to lie, even though the alleged relationships were both known to several people outside of the family. All opinions
Boom! So with this, we're learning that everybody knew about the affair. And even before the show started, because the show didn't start till 2010. So this affair happened in 2008. They were definitely having Splitsville then. But because, I guess, the show got picked up, you got to fake it till you make it. We're going to act like everything is just fine. Then in 2014, we see Mary having another affair. And that's when the, quote, catfishing occurred. Now, this is part three of the toxicity of, I'd say voicemails, but they're the TikToks that I'm going to let you listen to. Stay tuned. I will have part four. If you enjoy what you hear, please support this podcast on the link down below. Thank you so much.